Put on this gown and this beard. Make him believe our accent so fast the church. Do it quickly. I'll call Sir Toby the first.
Put it on. I will dissemble myself in it. Well, I were the first that ever dissembled in such a gown. I'm not tall enough to become the function well, nor lean enough to be thought a good student. But to be said an honest man and a good housekeeper goes as fairly as to say a careful man and a great scholar. The competitive enter.
Oh, bless me, Master Parson.
Oh, most dearest, Sir Toby. For as the old hermit of Carr, I could have never thought anything very wittily said to a niece of King Gorbo. That is. So I've been Master Parson.
Eh?
Master Parson. For what is that? But that. And ill. But ill.
To him, Sir Toby.
What ho, I say! Peace be in this prison.
But any part of it's well, a good name.
Who calls that?
Sir Topaz, the curate, who comes to visit Malvolio the lunatic.
Sir Topaz, good Sir Topaz, don't lie me.
Out of the bodical fiend. How vexest thou this man? Talks thou nothing but of lady?
Well, say, Master Parson, Sir Topaz, never was man thus wronged. Good Sir
Jovas,
do not think I am mad. They
have
made me here in hideous darkness.
Hide, thou dishonest Satan. I call thee by the most modest terms, for I am one of those gentle ones that will use the devil himself with courtesy. Sayst thou that house is dark?
As hell, Sir Jovas!
Why, it hath bay windows transparent as very cardinals, and the clear stories towards the south north are as lustrous as ebony. And yet complainest thou of obstruction?
I am not mad, Sir Topaz. I say to you, this house is dark.
Madam, thou earnest. I say, there is no darkness but ignorance, in which thou art more puzzled than the Egyptians in their fog.
I say, this house is the darkest ignorance, though ignorance were as dark as hell. And I say, there never was man thus abused. I'm no more mad than you are. Make the trial of it any constant question.
What is the opinion of Pythagoras concerning wild fowl?
That the soul of our grandam might happily inhabit a bird.
What thinkst thou of his opinion?
I think no way of the soul, and no way of proving his opinion.
Very well. Remain thou still in darkness. Thou shalt hold the opinion of Pythagoras ere I will allow thy wits, and fear to kill a woodcock, lest thou dispossess the soul of thy granddam. Fare thee well.
Sir Topaz!
My most exquisite gentleman.
Nay, I am all what?
Thou mightst have done this without thy beard and gown, receive me not.
To him, in thine own voice, and bring me word how thou find him. I would we were well rid of this knavery. If he may be conveniently delivered, I would he were, for I am now so far in offence with my niece that I cannot pursue with any safety this sport to the upshot. Come, by and by, to my chamber.
Hey, Robin, jolly Robin, tell me how my lady is unkind, and I love her if she so.
You
love another.
Who calls, huh?
Good fool. As ever thou wilt deserve well at my hands, help me to a candle and pen, ink and paper. As I'm a gentleman, I will live to be thankful to thee for it.
Master Malvolio.
Aye, good fool.
Alas, sir, how fell you beside your five wits?
Fool, there never was man so notoriously abused. I am as well in my wits, fool as thou art.
But as well, then you're mad indeed, if you be no better in your wits than a fool.
May a mere prophecy be. Keep me in darkness, send ministers to me. Asses, and do all they can to face me out of my wits.
Suffice you what you say. The minister is here.
Malvolio, thy wits to heavens restore. Endeavor thyself to sleep, and leave thy vain evil dabble.
Sir Topaz!
Maintain no words with him, good fellow.
Who, I, sir? Not I, sir. God be you, Sir Topaz.
Marry, amen.
I will, sir, I will.
Fool, I say!
Alas, sir, be patient. What say you, sir? I'm ashamed for speaking to you.
Good fool, help me to some light and some paper. I don't think I am as good as my wits as any man in Illyria.
Well, a day that you were, sir.
By this hand I am. Good fool, some ink, paper, and light. And convey what I will set down to my lady. It shall advantage thee more later the bearing of better leave.
I will help you to it. But tell me true, are you not mad indeed, or do you but count me?
Believe me, I am not. I tell thee true.
Nay, I'll never believe a madman till I see his brains. I will fetch you light, and paper, and ink.
Oh, fool, I request in the highest degree. I feel it
gone. I have gone, sir, and anon, sir, I'll be with you again. And that's right. Like to the old fight on the edge of the stain, who with dagger and lust in his rage and his wrath, cry in the heart of the devil, like a man that fell a nail, and hurt your good man, devil.